A Ghanaian computer software engineer, Robert Eko Grimman Thompson, has developed a therapy he calls emotional surgery to combat stress and other brain-related ailments. Mr. Thompson, who studied in the U.S., is back home and is putting his expertise to work. He tells Tay Kitche what art and computers have to do with emotions and the brain.
I developed that kind of course or that kind of subject to go into the human brain and talk to brain cells called neurons, and I call them the building blocks of the brain. We have neurons, and neurons, we have different types of neurons. We have motor neurons that can help me move my hand or walk. We have interneurons, sensory neurons. They all contribute to everyday, life or whatever we do every day. And one neuron cannot operate on its own. They behave like ants, trying to build an ant hill. Okay, one ant cannot build an ant hill. And neurons also do connect to each other. Each neuron cannot work on its own. They work together to form ideas, memories, pictures, and a whole lot of what we see. In actual fact, all that we see around us are made by the neurons in the human brain.
Right, but what has art got to do with all these neurons?
What I realized was this, that the brain uses art, and by art I mean visual art, as candies to develop ideas. So because of my software engineering background, I had to shift, go into medicine, study the brain, what actually makes us work, to be able to, and from there I developed a system that would make the human brain, work the way it has to. For instance, if I want to develop a software, why am I developing that software? What is helping me develop that software? Now, the idea is there. The result that I want is there. But what am I going to use to bridge the two to get the results?
So, do you use pictures or do you use cartoons? What about art do you use?
I use a special lighting system to generate special colors. Then I instruct my computers, to generate the result. And then from there, I use the result to communicate with the brain cells called neurons. And by so doing,
while doing all these, is the patient lying down or standing or squatting? What's the position of the patient?
Any comfortable position will do. I didn't develop it for patients or sick people alone. I developed it for executives and people who would want to invent anything.
I see. Is it like something that relaxes the mind or pricks the mind to work extra and become extra innovative or something? I just want an explanation of
what I do is I use my works first of all to relax the brain.